Welcome to Serial Podcast 9.
Time to get live, time to get with it. Hey. Hey guys, how are you?
Hi guys, how are you? I'm good.
I'm well, how are you?
Fine. Ooh, I forgot that I just spent 2 days with Gerard, so you want to do the intro?
I do. My name is Gerard DiPralta, and I have my friends with me. It's Kevin Peterson and Ryan Benoit, and we would like to welcome you to the Serial Podcast 9. Thank you for joining us. Tonight we're talking about
Freakfest Seattle 2024. It just happened yesterday. We were there.
Yeah.
I am Kevin Peterson. I'm joined by my friends, Gerard DiPralta and Ryan Benoit. Today we're going to talk in a calming manner.
Okay.
We're not going to allow Ryan to talk, though. We'll constantly talk in front of him.
It's a new format we're trying where I don't get to talk. I was going to say, and I'm Ryan Benoit, and I'm a lone wolf. I don't have any friends. Dude, I go on my own. Yeah, this is a new thing that we've done. This is the closest we've ever recorded a podcast till the day that it comes out. So I will be busy tomorrow working on this tomorrow evening, I guess. But yeah, so as we mentioned, we were just at Weekfest and we actually postponed recording the podcast because we thought it would be fun to talk about Weekfest. So much so that we postponed having any conversation about the show while we were at the show, which made for sometimes some mildly awkward silences because it was like we had to stop ourselves.
Stop talking. Yeah.
Be like, yeah. And people would, I think, would try to get us going again. They're like, no, this could be the podcast. And it's like, that's not how that works. Not how that works. So, yeah, we had to like talk about the weather and other things and not about cars. Anyway, same as last year, Serial 9 had a booth. The lineup of cars was a bit different this year. I don't know where you guys want to start with the show. Do you want to talk about your involvement or your thought? What does your heart tell you to do?
You did the wrong thing.
That's an excellent question. Yes. So this year they reached out to us quite early and asked us if we wanted to go. We knew we wanted to go, but didn't know if what was going to really happen. And we kind of decided honestly pretty late that we were going to go and have a booth. Like, I think it was like 4 weeks.
Yeah, we definitely were sitting around slacking.
Yeah, so it was a bit of a rush. And then, yeah, also getting my car ready was a bit of work. So we decided this year we weren't going to sell because it was like a lot of work to get like a temporary business permit from the Washington government and pay sales tax on all the items we sold and like hire a broker and ship the pallet worth of stuff down there and pick it up on the Saturday. And like, it was like a bunch of work. But it was also a bunch of work this time, and we didn't sell anything. We just exhibited the products, and yeah, we had the cars, had a full lineup, 5 cars, all white.
Mm-hmm. All white everything.
All white with shiny wheels.
Oh, that is true. We're all shiny wheels. And Kevin, we should say, when you said your car, or you said, like, I brought my car, it wasn't the Altezza this year. The last 2 years, it was the Altezza. This year, it was your new car. It was the Lexus GS 430, which you assembled in like a week, it feels like, for this.
I mean, I was dailying it like last week with just the coilovers and rolled fenders. And now it has all of the arms and all new wheel bearings. And it's great. It was so flawless the whole weekend. Like, yeah, it doesn't really scrape because it's on the 20s. So it's actually kind of high. But it looks super slammed, like, on the fender. So, I don't know. Yeah, the only thing is, like, it doesn't have an extraordinary amount of steering angle. Like, the car stock does have good angle, but
take it out half of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If anyone hasn't seen the photo or a video of Kevin's GS, I recommend you go look at it. It'll probably be the thumbnail photo for this podcast. So you can just look at your phone and it'll be there and you'll be like, oh, wow, what a time. It was described as someone said, kind of reminds me of a rapper's car from the early aughts. And I thought that was great. What a good way to describe the car. I guess not early aughts. It'd have to be like the mids because it's, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though.
Yeah. But yeah, it has a vibe to it, and it's great. And it's very easy to photograph, which is what was my takeaway. One of my many takeaways from the weekend. Yeah. So we left Vancouver, British Columbia on Saturday and drove down to Seattle for the show. Went down a day early. Kevin and Gerard jumped in a lake on the way. That was a bit of a thing that they did. That was great. man, so
you gotta live life.
Cody did too. Gotta live that life. Yes, Cody was with us. Cody, the detailer. I don't know. Cody with the crown brought his 18 crown, which was also there last year. So the one car that wasn't there, I'm gonna say it right now because people kept asking. Where's your car? And I said it over and over again. And we've said it in the other podcasts. I didn't bring my car because it wasn't low enough because we need to do some shit to the suspension. Wasn't there. Had it been there, it would have stuck out like a sore thumb and not made any cohesive sense in the lineup of what was going on. Way better. People came up to me and they're like, man, Serial 9's got a real strong showing this year. And then they were like, not. Oh, yeah. And it was like, not because your car is not there. I'm like, no. Like, look, AJ's car is cooler than my car. He's AJ. He's, you know, he won final bout once, you know, it's a thing. it's fine. I'm okay with it.
We needed you to shoot the rollers. That's, you know, that was the main reason I feel you didn't have your car.
That is true. Yeah. And I don't think I only missed having my car a little bit. I was happy to shoot rollers and try to do all that stuff. So, not selling product to just exhibiting. Do you have a thought on that? Which one you prefer? What would you do in the future? If people were to see you there again next year, would you be selling or just still like flaunting shit?
I honestly don't know what to say right now about that.
Oh,
like it was nearly as much work. It felt like doing it this way, at least with the border and like the legalities and doing all that properly, that part felt like just as much work, but the show did feel like less work.
Yeah.
We weren't taking payments constantly. We weren't, you know, like we brought less stuff overall.
We didn't have to bring a bunch of like unsold product back.
Yeah. I was thinking about that yesterday on the drive home. Was like, oh man, last year we had to count all of the product that we had, you know, and write down new commercial invoices for what we were bringing back. Yeah. So, like,
oh wow.
But yeah, it was definitely less headache and work this time. I felt less stressed despite like having a very full week the week before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fair. Okay, well, that's good. Hey, you know what? You don't need an answer for my silly question right now.
I only kind of had a hand in like sort of building the car. It took exactly as long and was as difficult or easy, whatever you want to call it, as I thought it would be. So it went really well.
It did go really well, yeah.
Yeah, and actually, it's basically perfect. The arms, Soha, shout out to Soha, he designed all the arms basically perfectly. And then Kevin bought some random wheels, which we were like, yeah, they'll fit. I mean, I had nothing to do with buying or choosing the wheels. So he bought them. And I was like, I looked at them and I was like, I'm pretty sure we'll probably end up around 10 degrees. And that's sort of where we needed to be. And that's, I think it's like 9 degrees of camber all around.
Yeah.
Fits perfectly. It's relatively, what's the word? Functional, I guess. I mean, as far as driving,
it's a lot more functional than it looked.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I drove like 130 kilometers an hour for like 2 hours yesterday, you know?
I mean, I guess you never drove to Cali because your car was on the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I did drive that car a fair amount, but not all the way to Cali.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I think it's a similar setup to my Aristo was back in the day. It's about, you know, it's like, I'll call it moderate camber. Like anything under 10 degrees, usually around 7 to 9, I think is about moderate. Anything more than 9 degrees is like, you know, aggressive.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's pretty good. I usually like to stay.
I would say the Aristo is probably like lower though, because it it was on 18, so then right there you're, you know.
And how many K did we drive?
I think it was like 600, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I drove miles. I drove 600 kilometers this weekend at 12 degrees of camber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, we were at the show. How did you feel about the show, you two?
I thought it was pretty good. I liked it.
It felt better than last year's show. It felt larger than last year's show. In terms of attendance and even, I would think, cars, just, you know, cars that were there.
Yeah, they did say, I heard when they did their driver's meeting, that it was the largest it's been. So for anyone that's never been to Weekfest, they do a thing called the driver's meeting. And I feel like we always giggle about it a little bit, but it's fine. Like, it's not. Yeah, I mean, they drove there. Some people drove there. Some people trailered there. We could talk about that after.
They had to drive the vehicle to pull the trailer.
Yeah, I mean, I guess everyone's a driver. You know, you got a license here. You can go to the driver's meeting. I just think it's like a fun. Yeah, we can touch on that later.
I also think it's hilarious.
Yeah, a little. Yeah. we'll come back to that. Okay. Yeah, the show was bigger. It seemed like there was more people through there, I think. I don't actually know. What did you think of the cars?
Sick. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm just going to active auto GTR. That's all I needed to see. But yeah, there were actually a lot of pretty sick cars there.
Yeah, I feel very, like, very happy. I mean, to me, that thing also, yeah, that stole the show, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't win, though.
It didn't win, though. So,
but I mean, like, I don't know if it can, you know what I mean? Like, they brought, you know, it's like a sponsored car. Like, I don't know. It's probably won a bunch before.
It won a thing. It was second. It got second for best in show.
Best of the festival.
Best of the festival. That's what it is. We were at a festival that had a driver's meeting. Okay. It was funny because your answer is good. I did mention this yesterday. Occasionally I would run into people, and I find this at every car show, and I'm not always really sure what to make of it. But like, the people that show up and are like, oh, there's only like one or two good cars here, or like three good cars. And I'm like, well, that's not true. Like, that's not it. Like, I don't absolutely know where you got that. Yeah, the caliber of cars here is phenomenal. Like, it is phenomenal. Whether it's your cup of tea or not. And yeah, there's a few things in there that aren't the best.
I would say, personally, though, because I do follow like Weekfest Japan and stuff. And like, I think it'd be pretty cool to see that in person, because honestly, the cars that go there, like, are insane. Like, they are fully like next level. And I think the variety in Japan is like kind of different. It's like pretty crazy here. Mm. I definitely think there's a lot of nice cars, but not to sound like a negative, but I want to say the creativity isn't there, like how it is in, like, from what I see in Japan. Like, there's a lot of really nice Hondas here, but there are a lot of really nice Hondas here. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a Honda that will jump out of the crowd and be like, hey, I'm really different from the other Hondas, you know? Like, August Cascade car used to be pretty sick, but I mean, it was like pretty much the same forever. But back in the day when that car was first built, if you don't remember, it's a CRX that was like super nuts. It was basically kind of like race car stuff. I don't think
I know anything about this car.
Yeah, if you just look up August Cascade CRX, it was.
You've spoken about it before.
Yeah, to me, when I saw that car, I was like, this is the shit. Like, this is, you know. But anyways, this was years ago. It was well ahead of its time. Won a bunch of, it always won awards, whatever.
Like this cream one?
Yeah, it's kind of creamish, yeah. But since then, in my opinion, nothing has sort of taken that crown as far as the level of build. Like, that RSX is pretty nice, but it's still, I don't know, man. It still doesn't break from the norm that much. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying, right, like, any of our cars do or whatever either, but like, you know, I'm not trying to build a car that, like, I'm just, you know, this is like my daily driving car. It's not like I'm trying to build some ridiculous thing, you know what I mean? But anyways, Yeah. And then also like the Beamers, there's a lot of nice Beamers, but I mean, nothing really like flew out of the mix and was like, whoa, you know?
Does it all feel old hat? Maybe you're
no, just I don't think it. It's old hat. It's just, to me, a car has to be more than like, I bought all these really cool parts and put them on. You know what I mean? Like, it's a nice car. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of really nice cars there. And like, some of the stuff's pretty creative. Like, I mean, that FD of Out of Love, like that car.
For some reason, his name is Josh, but I also don't think that's right. It's
probably Josh. You know, it probably is. I knew the name. I forgot the name. I'm really bad with names. But yeah, I mean, granted, it's on Air Ride, but that's probably because it has to be. But when you see that car aired out on the ground and like it's like menacing. It legit just looks like a fucking Batmobile. I don't know how big the wheels are, but the fronts are 285s.
Yeah, the so wheels gotta are so be like, huge.
It's got to be like
my body 12. Is so huge.
Yeah, the
that
wheels
front
legit,
splitter is so huge.
The front wheels legit stick out 5 inches or something, 4 inches at least from the stock body. Like it is wild. I don't know who made that body kit or who did that body kit, but it's pretty wild, man. It's really cool. And the wing is like, I don't know how wide the wing is, man, but it's crazy. And yeah, that car jumped out to me. A lot of really nice cars, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went and looked at a lot of BMWs.
I was going to say you weren't all about the Lamb or that Lambo this year.
That Lambo wasn't there this year.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I watched it pull in, but yeah, I didn't see it. I didn't see it at the show. I missed an entire section.
I honestly don't know. I didn't really do a full thorough walk around, so I can't even speak of what was there or not there. I just went to the main areas. I mean, I saw a big single turbo G80, which was like, it's pretty wild. Like, that's like it's not next level shit, but I mean, like, that's like a really expensive, nice car to be doing some kind of like hood rat shit to, you know what I mean? Like, they're putting a single turbo on a, you know, on a brand new car as hood rat, but like, it's kind of is like, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But this guy's fixing the shit out of it, you know?
Yeah. You went and looked at a lot of BMWs, didn't you? You were like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
And there were a ton. Like there were.
Oh yeah. A lot, like big Euro representation.
Yes.
Big Euro representation in Seattle there. So it's good.
Yeah. And what was your takeaway from looking at all
of
BMWs?
It does feel that like our market or whatever is probably one of the smaller ones. Felt like there was a fair amount of like, you know, Toyota sedans and Lexuses. That
I feel like there was less this year than there were last year.
One of the things you have to remember is like, I feel like our crowd or our market or our demographic, they're not really out doing shows. I think maybe if they were the LS, you know, the UCF guys, those guys are doing shows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And probably maybe a few like 116 guys, like, you know, but like,
yeah, 16 guys.
I feel like there wasn't even a 16 at the show, was
there? There wasn't a 16 at the show. No, there was not.
Baby,
and every year
Baby
there's
Blue
been less.
Was not there.
Nope. And every year there's less 16s at the show.
Yeah.
And I was going to save this point for later, but because Kevin, you said it, I have in the past said that like these car shows kind of feel like a time capsule. You go there and you listen to the hip hop music from when you were a lot younger. And, you know,
yeah.
And I was explaining that to Cody, who is substantially younger than me. I'm like, yeah, it's like boomers going to a car show and like listening to the Beach Boys or some shit. Like, I don't know. You know, like this year, though, I think the changes is like I realized how niche the thing is that I like in that realm. I felt very like, the thing that I really like doesn't really exist here all that much. It felt like it has progressed and moved forward. Aside, like there's all the Hondas and that's cool. And the Hondas, I think, always show up for Weekfest Seattle. But yeah, way less Toyotas, way less, you know, like the first time I went to Weekfest, they gave best drift car awards. They don't do that anymore. You know, they had best. Yeah, I think they used to have a best GS. Maybe they didn't, but like, yeah. And now it is.
They had
it is a lot of
best
Euros.
Lexus LSGS as a category this year.
This year? Did they? I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Did it go to the Altai?
But now, Ryan, imagine trying to sell parts for this fucking...
Well, yeah, Jerry, that was what I... That
literally doesn't exist, so...
That was what
the,
I...
Hence the move, you know?
I was going to say... Well, that's what I was going to say. I was going to be like, oh, you know what? As much as I hate it, there were about three rows of BMWs. And I was like, not for me. I'm not going to go look at them. Like, it's just like... I don't even really know what I'm looking at with those cars. It just does seem like a, and I'm not taken away from what those people do. It's great that they're building cars and doing wild shit and putting them in shows, but like, I don't know what I'm looking at with that shit. And then it just looks like a pile of money on wheels. And so, you know,
literally is, man. It literally is. Like I looked at a bunch of like anything like F80 and ups, like F80s and G80s or that generation, I guess there's a, whatever the non-M's are, but most of them were M's there. It's like, man, like the thing comes with a carbon fiber tower bar stock from BMW is probably, I don't know, $2,000 or $3,000 or something for this tower bar. Hmm. But that tower bar is not.
Does it come with its stock or is it?
Comes with its stock. But I'm just saying
$3,000 option.
Well, I mean, if you had to replace it, if you had to replace this fucking tower bar, it's like a formed carbon super neck, but that's not good enough. So I'm going to replace it with, you know,
company. Isn't that the one that they cut in half to do the single turbo?
Well, I've seen one. Yeah, exactly. I've seen one butchered to all hell to put a single on. But I've seen another one that had a single that didn't have the thing butchered. Actually, Marco Eakins, his car is not butchered. And I gave him props on that. I was like, yo, man, sick. Like, you didn't ruin the, like, beautiful carbon tower bar. Anyways, but yeah, like what are you going to do in the engine bay of a car that's completely covered up? So, man, they got accessories on accessories on accessories on accessories, you know? It's like I saw probably three or four tower bars that were like well over $1,000 just because they're different than the stock extravagant tower bar, you know? And like HKS makes carbon fiber / aluminum tower bars for the Supras. I don't know how much they cost, but they're probably pretty fucking expensive. bolt kits, man. Like the worst, cheesiest, riced out like blocks. Fucking bolt kits on those like super expensive cars. Like they're not titanium, they're not anything. They're literally like shitty Chinese like bolts with some anodized garnish. It's not even laser etched, you know. It just looks terrible, but like they all had it. They all fucking had it. But there was a car there though that was like pretty nuts, and it had like dry carbon everything, which I guess some Level Up company. Yeah, dry carbon intakes, dry carbon tower bar. Like, that's like the next level stuff. I can't imagine how much that stuff costs. You know what I mean? I can't remember the name of the company anymore. But anyways, this stuff's really, really expensive for a really, really expensive car. So anyways.
Do you think that maybe all the people that were into like Japanese imports just kind of grew up and have money now and now they just have those things? Is that
what's happened? Yeah, they just do the same shit but different.
Yeah, I would probably check out. Anyway, that was it. I felt so Weekfest in the past has felt like a bit of a time capsule for me, which is fine. I kind of appreciate that. And then this year I felt like, oh no, I'm old and everything else around me has changed or is changing or in the process of like going away, I guess, or not going away, but yeah, shrinking. I don't know. In that realm.
This might sound like an insult, and I don't think it isn't or whatever, but like to me it feels like everyone who has their car at Weekfest is like kind of like a hot boy, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean, like they,
I mean, you're
got,
going
like,
there to
they
sh- probably to got your dick.
They probably got shoes and like some sick pants and like a fresh haircut and like, but like there's lots and lots of other car shows or car events where like,
yeah, that's true,
there's not it, the people are not like that, you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, you're right. I guess because I only go to that car show, and it is a premier car show. Like, it is, I don't know of a better import car show with that much brand recognition, I suppose.
Dude, the lineup for their merch just was like never ending.
Yeah,
it was like,
which is
2 hours and like 100
people. It sucks because I wanted to buy. I always want to buy it, but I'm like, I'm not waiting fucking line for that. But I mean,
you know, after.
We're always there the show, early enough, though.
Yeah. They only open it after the meeting. They only open it after the meeting.
No, they had people standing in line when they did the meeting, and they had to, they were like, hey, don't, like, these people are in line for the merch. Like, you know, don't fuck them up or whatever. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, anyways.
Again, though, the crazy thing about the U.S., and I say it all the time, it's just, like, how much more they love automotive culture than Canadians do en masse. So, like, and how widely accepted it is, it feels like.
I didn't see one cop.
No. I didn't see a cop the entire fucking weekend.
Yeah.
We saw that fire truck at the Olive Garden that we drove by. You know the craziest thing is? And then maybe a corner truck. Yeah, go on.
The craziest thing. Today I drove to work. And I was like, yo, my car's running really well. So I was like, driving to work, like fucking ripping it to work. Like I came down the bridge at like 180. And then I was like, going so fast, right? Like over the overpass, like fourth red line, come down. It's a fucking cop. I was like, oh my God. He had pulled someone over, just like stick it in sixth, cruise by. And I'm thinking, that was really lucky. Cause like, how many minutes before that, I would have been like full car, like taken away, impound, jail. Fuck, I don't know. I was driving like a fucking asshole today, like completely. Because somehow my car runs better in Canada. Like, what the fuck? No, I'm not even kidding.
All that
the
health second care, I crossed that border.
It's like clean, like, clean air, man.
Fucking probably, yeah. Man.
It's all the carbon taxes you've been paying. No, I don't know.
Exactly. The entire weekend we were driving, I just kept thinking, man, my car kind of runs like shit. And I was like, man, there's something wrong with my car. Is my engine blowing? Like, what the fuck? It feels slow. I like drove it today. I'm like, man, this fucker's fast. I was like, this thing's fucking fast. Anyways, yeah, that carbon.
Shake the dust off.
HKS Tower Bar Set Supra, $2,000.
Oh, I pulled it up. The front was $800, $882 USD for the front.
Yeah, for two little bars. That's just the two little bars. That's not even like the ones on the Beamers. That's like the giant. Fuck,
I want to look. Well, I looked those up too, and yeah, they were, one was $1,500, another was $2,000. Yeah, I didn't see any $4,000 strut tower bars like you were saying, but
no. But I mean, like if it was a BMW replacement item, you know what I mean? Like that probably has a bit of a premium.
Yeah. Do 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 do. So yeah, also one thing that I just absolutely love is like mobbing my car and passing all these show cars on the road.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
I'm just like, drive your stupid car. Like the entire point of having a car is to drive it. Like, and you're trailering your car that has air ride.
Yeah, like, I mean, I did see that.
You know, like what are you doing? Like what's the purpose of that car? Because it doesn't look good, and you can't drive it. And like, there's nothing about it that's useful or good.
Yeah, I mean, I will say, man, one thing I did notice that kind of was like the thing is like, man, like remember there was a car that passed, and I commented on that. I'm thinking, man, like that's what you fucking built. Like that's your car. That's the car that you've put all this money into. And it's like, what does it even do now that it's like?
I was with Cody on the way home, and it was funny, like watching everyone drive. Kevin, you shot sparks at one point because you had something not like bad. It was just like, yo, sick. And Gerard, you occasionally like shoot flames out of your exhaust. And it's like, yo, that's cool.
And, I'd almost say it's more than occasionally. It's like pretty consistently. I
mean, yeah, that's like
making s'mores.
Literally, each time you see a flame come out the back of my car, it's probably at least $2 to $5 like in fuel. That car is really, really thirsty. And especially the way I drive it, but also like that tune or that part of the tune. It's literally just like gas, all like ignition, boom, you know? Anyways.
But it's just funny. And then like you see that, like there's people that have these cars in a car show. And then, and look, I'll ask you this question later. You didn't win anything, but whatever. Doesn't need to be the point. And then,
yeah, whatever.
Whatever. I want a trophy. Yeah, you like mob by these people or the people that are like fucking aired up to like, you know, well past what stock would be, like stock ride height. And you're like, okay, like, is that fun to drive? Because, like, look, I didn't drive my car there, but I drove my car to the shop and left it at the shop and then drove it home. And, like, I drove my car home and I had fun driving my car home. Like, you know,
you ripped past me. I was like, oh, look at Ryan go.
Yeah, Ryan's about to get on it. And as a side, putting the AK-49s in it, not that it like makes the car faster, but just like how it feels is like way more fun to drive. So yeah. I'm always like, I'll do this. I'll do a little move occasionally now. I'm like, move.
That was I drove Jake's Crown recently, and that was the thing I noticed too. I was like, man, the steering is just so lethargic. Like,
yeah, man.
But now I feel like I can be like, well, yeah, we're doing it.
And those two motorbike guys though were the fucking bomb. Those two motorbike guys were shit. Those guys were so stoked on the cars.
Yeah.
And then just like doing wheelies and shit. That was so fucking cool.
Doing wheelies at 140K.
At least.
Like, yeah.
At least. I mean, I'm pretty sure those were like, they didn't seem like stunt bikes, but they gave the stunt bike.
No, I mean, it's like, I wouldn't think the stunt bike would be like. They just seemed like big street bikes that could.
But to me, they were like, A, they were super, super fucking loud. And then B, they were doing wheelies. So it's like, it had to be some sort of like stunt dude. And the way they were riding was like very stunt guy-ish, like super aggressive. You know what I mean? Like the rip up, brake, do a wheelie, do like a 4-lane change. Like it was just like, they were just like, I don't give a fuck about anything. Like I literally don't give a fuck about like the road, the cars. And like, I'm fucking like in another world right now. You know what I mean? Like it's like the guys are on another level.
Yeah, that was pretty nuts. So leaving Weekfest and driving back, that is pretty fucking cool too, because it is all these cars, like all a bunch of Canadians trying to get back to the border. So you get like, we were driving and I'm like, was that car on the show? Because like, I don't even remember seeing it. And you kind of get that experience where you're like, oh, all right, I guess I'm in another car show. And like, even when we stopped to get gas, we went to that
gas
Shell,
station was
like,
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that was preposterous almost like.
Yeah, a dude in a BMW that was in the show clipped a Cadillac that was like also driving people that were in the show. That picked one of the teams that won. And yeah, they like clipped him in the parking lot and they had to exchange information. And then that guy got like super close to Cody's car. And I'm like, what are you doing? Tempting fate again.
But
you
not
just
only that,
hit someone.
That's a K-Series powered E30 with like 400 horsepower.
Oh, which BMW are you talking about? The one that was
the
driving?
The white one that had no hood. Or the green one.
Oh, no. In the Shell parking lot, there was like a newer BMW that was in the show.
Like
a
gray E90 or something.
Oh,
on T's or something. Like an older dude, and he backed into
Cadillac.
Okay,
that makes sense then. That makes sense. Because I heard the crunch, but then I looked and they were like, oh, that Beamer just hit the Caddy. And I'm like, where? Like, how? And then I guess because it wasn't what I was looking at all.
Wasn't the BMW that you were looking at?
No, but there was like six BMWs in that parking lot.
At least.
Fucking like 24 Hondas and four Toyotas. It was mayhem in that gas station. It wasn't like even a good gas station. It was pretty strange.
No, it was literally the tiniest gas station in the world.
Yeah. They had two security guards there that got out of there. The security guards were like, we're not dealing with any of this. And they left. Anyway, driving back was fun. And those guys on the bikes were nuts. People just like ripping and doing shit. That's the whole thing. It is a great experience. I do like going to Weekfest every year, even though I'm sure there are other shows out there that do the thing that I love. And
I'd like to go.
This is in the Venn diagram. Where's that?
It's in California.
But where? What?
Is that?
Torque, the Toyota Owner and Restorers Club. Big car show. It's all basically classic or vintage Toyotas and stuff, or up to new brand new Toyotas.
They'd probably like the Blit there.
Well, they would just be amped to see it, probably, right? Like anyone.
They'd be like, this is a Blit. I've never seen one.
And then they'd look at it, and the ones that really know would be like, this doesn't look like it's actually a GZX. Is this not? Is this a G?
I don't think anyone looking at it would ever be able to tell.
No, I know.
Except for all the goddamn lights on the dashboard that used to fucking actually do something.
Well, anyways. Now it does better things. It goes fast and makes cool noises. Looks
shoots
dope.
Fireballs.
Shoots fireballs. How was I saying? I don't even remember. Go to Torque. Yeah. Oh, there's that other car show that still like they book it the same day every year. Well, the last 2 years.
The 90s reunion or something.
Yeah, the 90s reunion. So actually, maybe that's why I don't see the cars that I connect with, I'm a part of. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but maybe they're all the 90s reunion and that's why. But who knows? I don't know. And all the new, yeah, all the new goes to Weekfest. I find it interesting, and I could never really figure it out why they would decide to book a show the same day as Weekfest. Like, why not?
There's only so many days to have a show. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but you could
figure out. But why wouldn't it be on the Saturday? You know what I mean? Like, it's weird. Honestly, I find it kind of weird that either of these shows are on a Sunday.
I think it's normal for car shows to be on Sundays. I do think that in the US, that feels about right. But
I mean, yeah, if I were a car Canada show person and was holding a car show, I would put it on a Saturday.
Yeah, and that's what the Canadian car shows do is Saturday. But
I guess you can go down before the show, but I feel like it's probably way more hype after the show. Like, imagine if it was on a Saturday and there were meetups and shit after on the Saturday. So you would stay, like, you would go the Saturday morning, do the show, and then stay the Saturday night because there's, like, fucking street racing or some meetups after or, like, other cool shit. Like, that seems like real car culture. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean. Like, I mean, we did miss the meet the night before. There were two meets the day before.
Exactly. We missed the meet.
That we could have went to those.
Well, that's what happens when you're vegetarian.
I get it. He said that's what happens when you're vegetarian. Oh, I assume the Kevin joke is because I have.
You missed the meat.
You missed the meat.
yeah, but we were also staying very far away from the meets, it feels like.
Yeah, that place was far from a lot of things.
But it was nice.
It wasn't our fault, so.
And it was near public transit, which was an added bonus. High public transit score. Yeah. So, any other takeaways from Weekfest? What would you do differently? Last year, Kevin, you said that was the last year you were bringing the Altesa. So, I applaud you on bringing a completely new car to Weekfest. That was great.
Nice.
nice.
I did it.
You did it. Do you remember saying that?
No.
No, I say a lot of things.
Exactly.
I imagine Weekfest is an annual thing, unless you change your mind. What would you do differently next year? Jerry, I feel like you're are you in love with the Blit again? Or do you think next year you'd be like, no Blit? You would
do something different. So last year when I brought the Blit, I was kind of in love with it because I just finished all that cool shit. I just finished the exhaust. I finished the wheels and the camber, the new look. It was an entirely new look. Not entirely new look, but it was like, definitely a different look than what it had prior. This year's look was dialed back a bit, sort of similar to the previous look, just because I had my other wheels on and it's literally just like the car I drive every day, sort of. So I just took it and that was cool. And it's still a cool car, of course, but like, so there's, I've had these talks and these thoughts of importing an E91 twin turbo wagon, BMW. Which doesn't exist here. Like, we get the 335 sedan, we get the 335 coupe. And I keep thinking, man, like, would that, like, that car, I think, in that situation, in that car show situation, especially Weekfest, if I brought that car that looked crazy and it was a 09 car, I feel like the Blit, man, it's not it. I like the car, but it's not it. I don't know. I told a bunch of JZX owners in the group today that it's for sale, so I don't know.
Oh, no. You son of a gun.
I'm going to try one last thing with the Blit. I'm going to try one last thing, and that's the sports look and drifting. So that's the last thing I'm going to try with that car, and if that doesn't work, it's fucking gone. It's gone.
Wow. Look at you. Look at you not hold on to things.
No, good, I really wish I could, man. But I mean, honestly, I am trying. I always wanted that car. I fucking got the car. I built the car. I've literally probably put more work into that car than like almost any car that I've owned, like to actually keep. Because it was a daily driving car, I've always had to work on it and get it done and drive it. And you know what I mean? Like, you know, the struggle, everybody knows the struggle of like a working on your daily. It's like kind of hard, kind of stressful.
Yeah. And I got to get it to Dan tonight because I got to drive it to work tomorrow. You know,
but it's always super satisfying. It's always very satisfying. And it's always very like rewarding because like on your project car, you're like, oh, I didn't finish it. I'm just going to fucking do that tomorrow. And even when you finish it tomorrow, it doesn't fucking matter because the rest of the car is not done. You know, like, did you accomplish something? Did you not accomplish something? You don't get to reap the rewards of the work you did that day. And I've recently figured out that I am definitely like a person that needs to see and feel, what's the word, like
you need instant gratification.
Yeah, I need the gratification from the shit that I'm doing that day. And for me, like, for example, the other day I swapped the knuckles to like the crown knuckles and put the new brakes on and the brake lines on and all that, and I drove it home and I was like, man, this is amazing. And then I put the brake lines on the front and I was like, man, this is amazing. And like, you know, all these things, you know, prior to that, I put the sound deadening in, then I put the stereo in, then I fixed the windows, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You just got to keep chasing
that high is what you're saying. You're always chasing a new high.
Yeah. And it does seem like though, like, I don't know what's going to satiate that high with this car.
Nothing. There isn't, because whatever car you have, I think you're more interested in the build than, I don't mean that in a bad way or of anything. I think you're more interested in the build and improving a car until you either maybe aren't as interested in it anymore, or it can't be improved anymore, or that one time it hit a wall. And then that is like, then you're like, that's okay,
it, you know?
And that's fine. I know tons of people that are like that. There's a whole segment of the car world of car owners that are like the people that love the chase. They love the like the building prospect of it. Now you can go too far in that direction and never drive your car. But yeah, you walk a fine line of like you need to be always upgrading it and changing it. And then when you're not, you're like, I don't know. You just get bored of it.
But yeah, at the same time, it's like, what am I doing, man? Like at the end of the day, it's still this old sort of rickety Toyota. You know what I mean? Like it's I could put fucking $100,000 into that thing and it's still going to be like not the thing, you know?
This is kind of like what Cody, I think, was almost saying. Like he's this weekend drove his 18 Crown. And if I am misrepresenting you, Cody, I apologize. But I'm going to try to, I think, interpret. He made the post and he said this weekend he realized he wants more out of his car. And I get that, you know, like it's you drive, you do that drive on the I-5, especially with you two. Like last year, everybody's car was fucking fast. And like my car is not fast. I was like, man, I wish my car was faster, you know. And then you get to the show and it's like the things that don't bother me about my car in the real world, when I get to the show, bother me about my car. And it like kind of, I'm like, oh yeah, you like, I love my car, but I don't think other people care as much. And yeah, it is kind of shitty. Like I did crack the front lip, or, you know, like now my wheels are scraped on the side because of the botched tire job that happened. But, you know, but all these things, and it's like, oh, it definitely sends you down a rabbit hole. And even seeing all of you guys this year with the cars and they're white, and I was like, man, my car wouldn't even have made sense. And then also it was like, but a white ISF would make sense, you know? Like,
oh, buddy.
And that is,
that would be the move.
And that was the thing, because I was like, oh, the sun is set on the 90s. I guess it's to the, you know, and but anyway, it is a tricky thing. And yeah, being a person that part of the fun of modifying a car is modifying a car and seeing how it changes and what, you know, like just owning the car isn't enough. It's like doing that thing that makes you like it. But
we'll see. Okay, so what I do appreciate about Weekfest and what I do think is like kind of really cool is because the dudes know cars, like literally one of the judges runs like VIP style cars, so he knows cars. And then literally the other guy is like probably one of the world's most renowned Honda enthusiasts, like, in the world. So, like, they know fucking cars. And so when I won with the Aristo, they knew that that car literally just came from Chicago and went back, and I drove it to Seattle, and you know what I mean? And, like, it was, like, appreciated that that car was a sick car and a sick build, but also it's used. Like, because, you know, when you go to a show, man, it's, that's the thing. It's like, it's a hard thing because, like, everything looks nice. Like the NSX, for example, that was right beside us, looks fully fucking sick. Right? It looks,
yeah, so sick car.
That's because it's at the show. But, like, what does that car look like every day? It probably maybe looks shittier than the other car that just has lowering springs or, you know, Ohlins coilovers or something, because it's on air and, like, you know, the lip would scrape if it wasn't aired up too high, or, you know, it's all a facade. There's a lot of, like, fake in the funk at the show. Or, I mean, maybe fake in the funk isn't the right whatever, but, like, anything can look good when it's parked inside of a fucking convention center. Like, you could literally push a car in with no goddamn springs, put some cool wheels on it at, like, 20,000 degrees of camber, and, you know, it could look cool.
It could look cool, but it wouldn't win there, but it could look
cool.
No,
but I'm just saying, like, to the majority of the, what do you call the people that go to the show? So yeah, my point is, some dudes were looking at your car, Kevin, and they looked like they might have known what a GS, you know, was. And then he goes, oh, like those IS350 seats? I'm like, no, man, those are stock seats. And he's like, do you guys convert it? I'm like, no, man, it's right-hand drive, you know? And then I was like, he's like, oh, man, like, it's pretty low. Like, what kind of bags? I'm like, man, it's a static right-hand drive, like, LS or GS 430, like, fucking figure it out. You know what I mean? I was just like, and that's the thing, man. Like, our cars, like, people don't know what the fuck they are. People don't know that they're static. People don't know that they're fast. People, you know what I mean? Like, and half the shit, they don't even know. Like, my car has 400 horsepower or whatever, but, like, what does that even mean to a guy looking at the car sitting at the booth? Like, oh, cool turbo? Like, what the fuck does that even mean, right? Like,
yeah.
But when you see it down the highway and, like, you know, like, get rubber in second or third gear and, like, shoot flames, that's a lot more exciting than, like, you know, who cares if it has 200 horsepower, but it does that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you know, no, for sure. Know. This is why we're not 100%. Like car show people.
Definitely not like building winning, you know. I mean, I guess I've won, but that's just happenstance, but I'm not winning, building cars
that
to win show.
That should be an award at a car show. Happenstance. Like you just came upon the stance of your car. I will say one of the cool things though was that red NSX that was across from the booth that you were talking about, and it was wild and it's on bags and it like it was fucking all out.
Yeah, that splitter was crazy.
It didn't win anything. The red NSX that Kevin mentioned, he was like, I think I'd rather take that one. That guy won an award. Because I went over to like shooting. Yeah, it was also crazy. Dope. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like, it was more of a get in and drive car too, wasn't it?
Well, see,
it?
That's
like,
the thing. That's what I'm saying. At this event,
like, yeah,
the guys... That's what they said. They don't give up points. They don't have a point system. They do an overall sort of score. Like maybe that dude does track days with that car. You know, maybe he's got some documentation in there that shows like, oh, this car's run like a 107 at the fucking Ridge or something. And it's like, well, that's way cooler than sitting in a parking lot airing out. You know what I mean? Like,
agreed.
And it's a hard, like, we literally had this discussion at the show. It's a hard line to, it's a hard sort of balance of like, I want my car to look like NSX A, but I want to be able to do shit that NSX B does. And it's like, fuck, man, that's literally what Serial 9 is 100% about. And it's like,
let's try to blur or like move those two lines together.
Yeah, you can't really win in either category, but you can come damn close in both categories. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Happy compromises. And to go back to it, the people like not knowing the thing about the stuff that we like, think I've always said on the podcast is like, I love things that require an explanation, except for maybe when I'm at a car show. Like,
except for when you're trying to sell stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Please. Or impress or impress people. No, when you're not near your car, you know. But it is what it is.
The funniest thing too about our lineup this year, like, I guess let's just take AJ out of the equation because he didn't like roll down with us. But like, so you know, you got the JZX90, pretty quintessential
drift. But he also rolled up. You know what I mean? Like he did like almost an equal road trip to get there.
Yeah.
You know. So that's,
yeah, I just was
kind of cool. We like met in the middle. You know.
Yeah. No, that was really sick. And AJ's car is dope. But
I'm just saying that, like, you know, like he also like knows how to build a functional. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, 100%. I've tandemed with that car, you know, like.
Yeah, exactly. That car. Yeah. And even just talking about how the seat rails fit and stuff. It was like, I was like, yeah, man, you get it. Like, I sat in that car. I was like, finally, like, somebody's mounted seats properly so that like you could sit in the thing. And like, it was dope. It was so dope. But yeah. So anyways, with our lineup, it's like you got Jake, quintessential sort of, you know, drift car, but like he also didn't like roll up with us. We got Cody's car, VIP sedan. We got like your car, like VIP sedan. And then you got my fucking weird ass car. Like, my car has the most camber. My car has a 6-speed. And then, you know what I mean? And then it's like kind of like the fastest or whatever, most powerful out of the bunch. It's like a really confused fucking thing. You know what I mean?
You know what your car is, Jerry?
Is it a wagon? Is it a sports car?
No.
Is it a drift car? Is it a race?
Like, what the fuck is... You've already said what it is. It's the most. You are the most. And your car is the most. It's the most obscure fucking like Toyota.
The most explanation.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's too far gone, man. People literally just don't get it. I don't even fucking get it. How is anybody else supposed to get it, right? Like,
rubber band, man. Wow, that's the Taliban.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of, I think, so your question was, Wakefest next year, Gerard, what are you doing? I'm not bringing the Blit.
Oh, like, wow.
I mean, unless it's in the sports look, maybe, but like, I really don't
think. You
heard
it here first, people. Well, I mean, the 100 should be done, so there's no reason not to take that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But that'll also be okay. I got a few points that I want to make and I don't know where to start. So I'm going to say the low hanging fruit first. I feel like if you get this BMW wagon, that's a twin turbo, you said, because it's like older, I know you have a counter for this, but I'm going to say it anyway. In that realm, in that car show, it still does feel like it's a bunch of new BMWs. And I always feel that way with BMWs, that it's like, it's just like the newest, most expensive thing. I know that's not the case. There's like older BMWs there as well. But like en masse, it felt like there was way more newer BMWs than older BMWs. So I do wonder, I always think there's like a dollar sign that's tied to the barrier of entry of getting like the Euro people's attention in the BMW scene. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but that's just how it feels.
Yeah.
I need an objective answer from both of you. And okay. It's going to be a tough one. Here we go. Having the Blit be the front runner last year and having the GS430 be the front runner this year, like the booth, like the thing that people see and come up and like are more likely to talk to you about. Which one do you think worked better as like that anchor front runner car?
I don't know, man.
I kind of feel like the GS.
The GS is definitely more relatable. It's definitely
More relatable. Like, yeah, it just even. Yeah, I don't know. Like the Blit, like, I don't know. Like the wagon is sick and I love the wagon, but like it almost feels like people don't like the wagon as much, or I don't know. Like,
yeah,
it's because they don't know what it is.
Well, I think, okay, so wagons generally have a type of person that like them. Like, I think normal people can be like, oh, that's cool. But like, they would never have it. The people that have wagons, they're all fucking weird people, man. 100%. You talk to any dude that's built a wagon or like that has like a, you know, like a wagon that they've modified. They're all fucking weird.
Yeah, let me tell you, I got this one friend that's got like a 400 horsepower wagon. Yeah. He's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, and you know, like I thought it was surprising, to be honest, how many people were into the Blit this year. Like I spent a better part of the beginning of the show talking to people that were really into the car. But I will say that like one of the guys was like a crazy Subaru Forester guy, and he was in love with my car. And I mean, like, of course, he's a Forester guy. And then some other guy was like, oh, like I had a Stagia. And like, I'm like, yeah, man, like, of course. You know, and I've had those cars. And like,
I feel it's because those are the people who would like know what it is too. You know what I mean? They probably know all of the wagons, you know?
Exactly.
Like, you get talked to by like a Legum guy?
No, no. Lancer Evo guy. Lancer Evo wagon guy.
Oh, honestly, those cars are super cool, man. Like, I always wanted one of those. Like,
yeah, except that it's a Lancer, but yeah, I do. I do think
it's still like a evolution and a wagon.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, and you know, you get the Subaru wagon guys and stuff. But it's cool, but like, it is a type of person. So,
I will say. I mean, obviously, I love GS chassis, and I do really. I love the Blit. I think it's great. I would never want it because I think the only way I like the Blit is when it's Gerard's Blit, and I just don't think I could live with that, and that's fine. But like because anything else that isn't yours, for the most part, I don't know if this is rude or not, whatever. It's just yours is my favorite one of it. It looks the best, but it is the most. It's the most, and it seems like it's the most to deal with. Anyway.
That's sort of, I know where you're going with this because it's not an attractive car. It's an ugly fucking car, man.
It takes a lot.
Is it? I don't know. I don't think so. Man.
It takes a lot to make. Yeah. I think it takes a lot to get that car to be like kind of being like a funky car, like a what a funky idea Toyota had to like. Yo, fuck, that thing's like pretty fucking wild. And
it's not like a car that like when you see it stock, you're like, oh my god, that's a good ass looking car. Like, you know. To say it again, like an F80 M3, it's a beautiful car. It's a good looking sedan. Like they took a sedan and made it look aggressive and like kind of like pissed off and like, you know, edgy. It's a good looking car, man. You know, like for example, like a lot of the Infinities, great looking sedans. You know what I mean? Like the Q50, is it, or the Q60, whichever one the sedan is. That's a great looking car. And I mean, like the GS, like, you know, your car, starting from your car, they just kind of like get better looking. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like in stock.
Because I was going to say, honestly, like, I feel like the Blit is a better looking car than the 161 GS in stock form.
I will agree.
I will disagree, but that's me. I think it's easier to also see the potential in the 16 than it is to see it in the Blit. I think it's really hard to picture how a Blit can look good. And if you don't fully commit to it, it doesn't look good. I think it's easier to make a 16 like look passable or good or decent than it is to do anything with the Blit. I will jump to this point and say, I also do think that the GS 430, just because like not everybody's fluent in, as you said, all the things. So even though it's a GS from Japan, they're still like, did you swap the seats? It's like, no. Did you, you know, like all this shit? It's like, of course the next bar is too high, you know, like, of course, like everything is too far. It has to be the thing that someone can like look and be like, I've seen that on the street before. I kind of get it. I even think like the Aristo is a bit of a reach because it's like you got to explain to people that it has a 2J in it. And then you got to explain all this other shit. And it's like people just get it. It's like that's a Lexus. Lexuses are generally like worth a little bit of money. They're reliable and they're coming down in price and there'll be potential for it. And I do think that is what that car represents. I think we'll hopefully see more people get into those and build stuff like that. It's just an attainable thing that's not a bridge too far. It's so fucking easy to see. It's just like you can walk out into some residential neighborhood and some old dude's driving it to a golf club and you're like, okay, I get it. I could have that. And like, I could put some big wheels on it. I could be that guy, you know? Like,
yeah. And I mean, like, that's kind of the thing. You know, I've obviously figured out that like I only want to build cars that like I like and I appreciate, as much as I want to build cars for like the company and like, you know, like to fucking progress the company and all this shit. It's like it has to be half company, half like what I actually want, right? So like the only kind of thing is like it's the wagon version of the most popular car. So that's kind of why I was like, well, maybe the next car has to be the most popular car, literally, but like at least it's a wagon. I don't get as excited if I see like the regular thing, whatever it may be, you know? Like I'm looking at this like Atenza wagon right now and I'm thinking, man, it's the most beautiful fucking wagon I've ever seen in my life. Like, you know, the Mazda 6 wagon that only exists in Japan. It's fucking gorgeous. It's like, yeah, but like at the end of the day, it's like front wheel drive fucking bullshit V6 or probably a four cylinder. And I'm not gonna build that because like it's not cool, but like it's just, why can't more cars look like that?
I might be wrong and I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna make a wild presumption. I feel like Kevin, you might be on the opposite side of this. Like, you take cars that are traditionally, actually, for the most part, it kind of feels like you take cars that you half don't even really care or like, and then make them into like the crazy, like the wildest version you could picture of, not like the wildest, but like a very unique version of that car. Like an IS300 in regular traffic, it's a pretty regular ass car. And then you're like, oh, you know what I should do? Paint that motherfucker pink, put three spokes on it, drive it around and drift it. And it's like, oh, hey. And
put like some fucking leopard ass or whatever.
Yeah.
Zebra seats or some shit in it. Yeah.
And then like the UCF 20, you were just, it was a 20.
I mean, I really like that car though.
Yeah. But you also, that's like a pretty like, kind of, and I don't mean this in a negative way, like it's a Lexus that you could get here, you would have seen them around, well-to-do people would have driven them at, and you took it and you're like, I'm gonna make it the wildest fucking thing, better just make it look like a goddamn UFO. And then in the time that I've known you, at least, aside from the fire truck, the weirdest car that you've had, you just didn't really end up doing anything with it. And that was the 18 Crown.
Oh, the 18, yeah.
I guess the 17 will be, that is the second weirdest, technically weirdest car that you've, like, drift car. We'll just say that the fire truck's a truck and not a car. But yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you didn't do it's weird because it didn't come here?
Yeah, like all the other things.
All the cars that I've, like, really, like modified or effed with have been available as North American chassis.
Yeah, like they're kind totally familiar. And then you took a thing and made it like, and I do the same. It's like a GS is a thing that comes here, you know, and S13 is a thing that came, you know, like.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jerry, you're just picking the like the most obscure things and being like,
I'm going to get a Stagia. I'm going to get a Barossa.
Literally
I'm gonna get a
Blit.
I'm going to get a one series BMW wagon.
Two of them. I mean, honestly, no.
And the 100 never came here.
I forgot about those cars. Those cars would do well at that show. The one series, for sure. Hatch. Like, people be like, yo, what the fuck is that? And they'd be like, well, that's a BMW. And then they'd be like, oh, like,
yo, that's got the worst motor and it's auto. That's really
no,
sick.
I don't mean that particular one, but like. Here's my thing. I'm just trying. The next car, I honestly just want it to be like kind of fucking easier. The Blitz like done me dirty. You know what I mean? I literally had to fucking change. I still have to change a goddamn steering rack in that thing to finally like, you know, get the effect of the fucking IRV or whatever, you know? And it's like, in hindsight, I should have just bought the goddamn IRV, you know? And like sold the engine and sold the shit out of the Barossa and stuff, but you know, I was like, oh, I could totally do it better, I could do it this way, I could do it that. It's like, man, you know, 4 years later, I almost have a fucking IRV, and it's like, I just want the next car to be like, maybe you pay a bit more money, but it's like kind of already done, like we just add this, like kind of like what Kevin's car is. Like Kevin's car is a nice fucking car, all we've done is suspension and wheels, and then, you know, like
but that's not how you win a show.
Fuck yeah. The show. I'm also saying, like,
I'm just saying, it was like performance mods. I'm like, I got nothing. It's like interior mods. I'm like, oh, I got a shift knob. It's like exterior mods. I'm like,
I
got
fill out the paper, man.
Yeah, I know. What's the point? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I didn't even fill out the goddamn paper. Yeah. But it's like, if I could just start with something that we just have to do the least to make the most money, or like to develop the parts the quickest and to have the biggest outcome for the least amount of like effort. So I was like, shit, like that, you know?
That's some regular person shit. That's what most car enthusiasts do. That's why everybody wants, you know, like I'm that person. I wanted, when I got the 180, I wanted that one because it had an SR20 in it. I didn't want a 240 then, you know. What were you going to say, Kevin?
Oh, I was just going to say, like, who doesn't want to do the least amount of work to get the most results?
Oh, Gerard.
Apparently, Gerard.
I just had a good idea. I should just demote the Blit to a seat time car. Because it's got all the
I mean, it feels like someone has been advocating for you to drift that car for some time.
Yeah.
Feels like someone even made a video about it. Just saying. I think you should. I think you should drive that car on the track. But I also think you should make your other cars work properly so you don't have to like fret about the Blit as much.
Figure out what to do with that fucking 330.
We should update the people real quick on that car.
What?
No, not this time. Not today. Not today, Gerard.
Just a quick update. Like, it doesn't run. It hasn't run for months. We can't figure it out. It's basically garbage. Anybody want to buy some parts?
I Googled a fix for it. It's called insurance fraud. No,
the BMW does not advocate or promote the use of insurance fraud.
Yeah. I'm not an employee, so I can say whatever I want. So you're going to drift the Blit is what I understand.
Is that what you understand? No, I think the final chapter of that car is going to be, it's going sport mode, it's getting drifted, and it's getting smashed. And then I'll have to be like, oh, well, it's fucking, I can't do anything about it because it's fucking in pieces. So fucking see you later, Blit.
That's just your MO, just like smash white cars into a wall.
Yeah. It won't be white, though. It'll be red. Because that's the only way that a wagon could look sporty is painted some fucking non-sporty or some sporty color, you know? Anyways, yeah.
Okay. So when are you going to drift it?
Shut up.
Why? I'm sorry.
Because he's got an entire other drift car to finish.
Which, by the way, today I finished all the rear brakes. So that's... And, Kevin, I made the instructions for the JZX100 how to cut the fucking dust shield. And, like, I took pictures. And it's like,
nice.
I think that's all pretty good. So I did that.
Deep.
I was just thinking about creating content, Kevin. So I'm sorry that I thought,
You know what though, Ryan?
You got two videos in the can. You don't need more content.
I know. I think the content I'm at a point now with that car, and I want to just basically, as it is, as it sits fully, I want to get video of that car sliding around and just doing stupid ass shit. Like I want that car, the camber, the everything. I want to really give this like car a shot at like stardom. And I think it has to be the most, you know, it has to be exactly as it is. And like shooting flames and sliding and smoke coming out the back. And like, it has to do all that shit. And it has to be on video. And we'll see how that video does. And if that video bombs too, then fuck that. The car's going in the garbage.
Well, what is a success? This is off topic. Just quickly, what does a successful video look like for you?
I don't know. Videos that
do it for you, man. Don't do it to get like likes. You know, you're like, oh, I just need to get likes.
But the thing is, it is for me because like I want to see that car do things. I can't see it when I'm driving it. You know what I'm saying? Like I love the look of that car. I love the sound of it. I love the aura of that car. I love it. But like I can't, unless I get you to drive it or some shit, and then I'm just watching it. But I'll never remember that exact. You know, I want it to be like
that's captured. A real cuck move. No, I've done that.
I want it to be captured on film so that I can watch.
It is sick when you see your car drive, though.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah,
I never.
But honestly, in real life, like in real life.
Yes, I honestly wanted to switch cars with you so I could like fucking see my car drive. Like I was like, man, I remember I switched when I had my yellow car. I switched with my buddy Matt, and like the first time I saw it driving, I was like, man, that car is fucking nuts. Like if I saw that car, which like you can't see your own car because you drive, but if I saw that car driving in traffic, I'd be like, what the fuck is that thing? You know,
Yeah. What even is that?
What are those?
Yeah. What are those? Well, I'm here for all of this. I agree with Kevin. If you like, you do it for you, which I think you're doing. Don't worry. If anyone's going to worry about views for some reason, it's going to be me. That's all I worry
you
about.
You do seem to be the most view worried person. So.
Yeah, I want to know.
That's how Ryan judges himself.
I think it's a little. Well, I mean, it's
validation. You know, who doesn't like
validation? It's validation, but also I feel like we're doing a thing together, and it takes time and work, and you know all the things. And I want them to be successful, and I want people to know about your business. I want all that stuff to happen, and I want to be good at what I do. So next year you have a different car. Maybe not a wagon. Maybe you drift the Blit. You're going to finish the Cresta. You're going to take it to Final Bout. Weekfest kicks off the beginning of what seems like a very busy time. Mm-hmm. Kevin, you're away this weekend?
Yep. Headed down to Billings. Yeah.
For doing team drifting.
Yeah, team drifting.
Right. Good.
I think we called ourselves the Sideways Stooges. I can't remember what our name is.
Oh, good. And then 3 weeks after that, you're at ORC.
Yeah, ORP.
Is that what it's called? ORP. And then, Jerry, you just got to, like, make your cars work, right? And go to Final Bout. I do think you should. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. But I do feel like there's probably value in getting a little bit of seat time before you go 100%. So you pick a day you want to go to a local track. I'll go with you. We'll make a video. Done.
The Cresta is mechanically getting very close. Should have brakes very soon. And the engine, once the brakes are on and bled or whatever, the next is the engine, which there's only a small bit of electrical and a small bit of mechanical. And we're going to go for a startup.
All right. So just to circle back and then we can probably call it because we've, you know, we like you. Weekfest, no real complaints. Just thumbs up. Gold stars.
Honestly, last time I felt like the in-house music was like kind of like a bit overbearing and not the best. And I didn't feel that this time. I didn't even really notice it happening.
I didn't notice. Fact. Yeah.
I don't think
what they played I did music, notice.
I think the people next to us did.
Yeah. No, the people next to us were playing it on a tiny, tiny little speaker. Yeah.
Yeah. Those people next to us definitely don't want to be next to us next year. Or I don't want them to be next to us next year.
That's a different sentiment. That made me think that you did something to them. Did they have
all
cars?
Of it can just go away? Yeah, they had cars. They had actually pretty sick cars.
Yeah, they had some cool cars.
It's just a crew, right? Like, I think it's just a crew that was trying to sell merch or whatever.
This is a fucking bold statement. Aside from Toyo, were you the only person there like selling actual car parts? Like vendor, like promoting car parts?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Alex asked me today, he's like, how many companies go there? And I'm thinking, oh, fuck. Like,
well, there was a Rays booth and a Yokohama booth, but those were both, I think, through Intech.
How big is Intech fucking place? I mean, they're big enough that they get paid to bring a fucking car, like, from California.
I mean, I don't know. People, there's cars there from, like, Nevada. Like, there's cars. There's lots of cars from around.
But also, like, that car. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's a bit different than bringing a car. It's, like, bringing that car. Who even owns that car? Is it Greddy owns that car, don't they? Or some shit?
Yeah, the house music was quieter. I would say I didn't spend a lot of time looking at all of the vendors, but what I saw was maybe a little bit more refined than last year. Last year there was people like selling turf, and I touched the turf.
Yo, this time there was a barber.
There was a barber.
I thought that was cool. I thought that was super interesting. Like,
yeah, that was pretty neat. Yeah, like there was less of. It felt like there was less of all the JDM t-shirt startups. If that makes sense. I don't know if.
There was no Out of Love booth this year.
But Never Content was back this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, his car was sick though.
Yeah, his car was sick. His car was maybe one of my favorites. Maybe. I don't know. It's a nice car. I don't know. All right. Well, that's great. We did a thing. We went on a trip. We spent some quality time together doing quality things. What a time we've all had.
We should do it more often. Like, we don't have to just go to Seattle or anything. Or we could just go to Seattle or something. But like, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's do it more often. And let's go this week. We could go down to Washington again.
Go to Villains Hollow. It is tricky, though. I will say, before we shut it down, it takes a thing like that, I think, for... I don't want to say people our age, because that sounds so fucking stupid.
People what?
But, like, I was going to say people our age, or in our age demographic, to, like, go out and do something
that. Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that, man. It's like, I got a family, you got a family. Kevin got no family.
Kevin's like, got cats.
I'm familyless. I got
cats, too. Yeah.
But, like... Yeah, we're not 20. We can't just go fucking cruise around literally every weekend shit doing nothing. You know what I mean? Like, this is not going to happen. So,
yeah, because it's like if you're out, you're like, well, I should probably get home and go do something. And that scenario, you have nothing but like nothing to do but the thing you're there to do. And I have always liked that about the car road trip, car vacation, car with vacation with a purpose. But yeah. It was great. Always a pleasure. Yeah, Weekfest, no complaints. Keep up the good work, Weekfest.
Yeah.
Until next time.
Peace out.
Maybe they heard us say the house music was too loud on one of the podcasts, and they were like, we better turn it down.
Was it house last year? It wasn't house. It was like...
In-house. Like, in-house music.
In-house music. Okay. All right. Yeah. I would have been stoked if it was...
You would have loved it. You would have turned it up too loud so I couldn't have a conversation with you. All right. Okay. Is there anything on the website people should be checking out? Any new thing that's dropping that?
Everything is new. Go to the website and buy things.
Hey, you could sign up for there's like the newsletters and then special deals and offers. And so, you know, if you're looking for things from Serial 9, you get notifications. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it is pretty cool for sure.
Flash sales.
And that, yeah, that doesn't cost you anything. Just a few seconds of your time, and you help us while you help them, and then in turn me, I guess.
And then we help you.
Yeah, when my friends win, I win. Okay. All right. And on that note, hey, thanks for listening, everyone. Really appreciate it. And until next time, check you on the flip side.
Yeah. Thank Bye. You, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Serial Podcast 9.